Welcome to the Wildly Worthy Podcast, where we teach you how to raise your self-worth and your net worth. Hey, I'm Nikki. I used to be super anxious and insecure until I started taking control of my life. Now I'm an entrepreneur who travels the world for fun, always looking for my next adventure. Each week, I'll share with you how you can grow your belief in yourself, learn how to overcome your fears, and create a life that you love. You are wildly worthy of all that you desire. I'm so happy that you're here. Now let's get started. Hello, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Wildly Worthy, because you are wildly worthy of your biggest dreams and aspirations. I hope that you're still living as your main character. Today, we're going to talk about investments. And I want to tell you before you start listening to this, I'm not going to talk about investments as far as like where you should diverse your portfolio, right? We're not going to talk about stocks and bonds and all that stuff. I'm going to talk about spending money, spending large amounts of money. And large is up to you. For some people, a lot of money is $100. When you spend $100, it's an investment. For some people, it's not considered an investment until it's like $10,000. So I just wanted to make that clear. That's what I'm going to be talking about today before you waste your time if you're looking on how to play the stock market. That's not what today's about. Today's about where to spend your large amounts of money, when you should spend and when you should not. And I want to put in a disclaimer that this is purely my opinion and this is not financial advice. So let's get started. I wanted to share this because I recently made the biggest investment I've ever made in my business in my life a couple of weeks ago. I've made bigger investments in my life, but not in my business, right? I bought a condo, so that was a big investment. But I made a big investment in my business, and it was scary. So I wanted to talk to you guys about it and about what to consider before you spend a lot of money. And like I said, a lot of money is up to you. Whatever you feel is a lot of money. For some people, it might even be $50. If you're living in that paycheck to paycheck cycle, $50 will probably feel like a lot of money. So if you are there, hit me up, send me a DM, email me, let's talk, and I'll help you get out of that place, because that is a scary place to be, and I want you to have more freedom, right? Being stuck there is no walk in the park. It's a lot of stress and anxiety you don't deserve. You deserve to live free and to be able to spend $50 when you want to spend $50. Now, I digress. Let's get back to the subject. So I had made this investment, and later I was thinking about it, and I'm like, wow, like, I feel really good about this. And in the past, I've made investments, not quite this much. And I put myself in debt over and over and over again. I kept hiring these coaches. I kept joining these groups, and I just kept adding up my debt. I kept putting it on my credit card. And finally, when I started, like, I need to pay off all this debt because this sucks, right? I stopped hiring coaches. I stopped joining groups. Now, I do have one group I'm a member of, and it's like a membership, but it's a lower investment. But I stopped paying these big investments, and I paid off all my debt, and I feel really good about it, right? Because I think that I was joining those groups or hiring those coaches for the wrong reason. I needed to get some stuff straight in my own life before I could really move forward with my business. You know, as a money coach, I really wanted to pay off my debt before I was coaching other people how to do it. And I think that was a worthiness problem within me, because I really could have started before it was paid off. I was on my way. I already had the plan and everything. But I had a little bit of imposter syndrome where I was like, oh, well, I'm not worthy until I have actually done it, right? But now that I've done it, I'm like, oh, yeah, we got this, you know? So I think before I was hiring out of fear, out of like, yeah, just trying to buy my worth. Like, maybe if I talk to this coach, like, it'll help me, I'll get to a place of worthiness, right? But that was something I needed to find within myself and not from someone else. So that was some internal work to be done. Just a little TMI right there for you, but just so you know who I am and where I came from to share this information with you today. So when you're looking to invest in something, I want you to ask yourself why you want it. Why do you want to spend the money there? And where does this urge come from? Is this an urge to impress other people, to like look good, or is this for your highest good and for the highest good of all around you? Does it feel good in your soul to make this investment? Do you feel at ease, at peace, like this is right? Like sometimes you just get those hits from God and he's like, yes, and you got to go with it, right? But then sometimes you feel really uneasy. You're like, I'm going to do this, but I'm really nervous. And it's okay to be nervous, right? It's okay to be like, this hasn't worked in the past. So you've really got to dig into your discernment of like, what's this really for? And it doesn't always have to be like about growing your business. It can be anything. I actually saw someone post the other day. She had bought a piece of art and it was a picture of the art on her wall. And she said that buying art was a good investment for her. And yes, absolutely it can be, because that art is going to bring joy to her life. It's probably going to bring creativity to her life. And she's a creative entrepreneur. So that's something that she needs. And she was happy about it. I don't think that she bought it to impress anybody else. It was just for her to look at every day, and it made her feel good to be in her space. So I don't know if you guys ever played Sims, but when I was younger, we used to play Sims. And when the area the Sim was living in was not comfortable to them, they were very distressed. It was bad. And you had to try to make your Sim happy so that they could keep on living. So we can even think of ourselves as that, like, if your place you're living, your area is distressing you, like, yeah, obviously invest in something to make it more pleasing and for you to be happier to be in that place. Now, sometimes it just means, like, you need to declutter, you need to clean up some stuff. If you've got a lot of mess and stuff you don't need, or stuff that has old energy in it that's like, you know, brings you back to bad memories, get rid of that stuff. I'm huge about decluttering and I will talk about that all day long, but that's not what we're talking about today. So I want you to think about that. Like I said, investment doesn't have to be in your business. It could be something for your home. And an investment is just something where you're spending a lot of money. So I came up with some questions to ask yourself before you are spending large amounts of money and before you're making an investment into yourself, your life, your business. Some things you can ask yourself to guide you. So the next time you are thinking to invest, ask yourself why. How does spending money on this make me feel? And where is this urge coming from? Because sometimes we hear urges and we feel things and we hear words and self-talk, and it's not our own voices. It's something we've heard throughout our lives. It's something we've heard from adults growing up. It's something we've heard from media, something we've heard from social media, right? Or from our friends. And it's not our own thoughts. We're taking on other people's thoughts. So think about, where's this urge coming from? Is it from me or is this from someone else? Did someone else say this was a good idea? So now I'm doing it, which is why I want you to make your own decisions and not listen to me. Today, I'm giving you some guiding questions. You go from there. Number two, is this going to make me money? Why? Part two of number two, why do I think it will make me money? Okay, if I put money in this, is money going to come out of it? And maybe not directly. Maybe it's like the art is like, this is going to make me more creative so I can make more of what I do and then bring in more money, right? Okay, leave you with that. And then number three, will this add joy or stress to my life. As you guys know, bold joy is my intention for 2021, and I have been living it full out, and it feels so good. So, if you spend this money, are you going to be stressed about it? Okay, that's a good indicator. If you spend this money right now, are you going to stress the F out? If you are, maybe it now is not the right time. Maybe you need to save up for a couple months in order to have that amount, right? So it doesn't put you in dire straits with your finances. Or is it going to bring joy? Do you think, I'm going to bring this home and my life is going to feel more peaceful, more at ease. I'm going to feel more comfortable in my own environment. It doesn't even have to be anything in your house, right? It could be a car. A car can be an investment for sure. And that's, you also need to ask these questions if it's about a car. Cool. All right. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. I hope that helps you when you are ready to spend a lot of money, that you can think of these questions and know for yourself if this is the right investment for me, or I might be using the wrong reasons to make this investment. Once again, you all are the reason I put this podcast out. It is my favorite thing to do. If you enjoy it, please, please, please share this on your socials, put it on your Instagram stories, tag me so I can see it, and I will reshare, and that way we can chat. And also, if you have not yet, please leave a rate and review. You can do that on iTunes or anywhere you are listening to podcasts. I hope that you have a great day. Thanks so much. Bye, guys.